Welcome to A Real Cult Classic, Intermission with Megs. This week's episode is an extended cut of Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth's I Remember When. Go grab your popcorn, hit the restroom, and stretch your legs because this is Intermission with Megs. It's June 2009, 16-year-old Miley Cyrus and 19-year-old Liam Hemsworth meet on the set of The Last Song and fall prey to the Nicholas Sparks curse. While fans hoped that Nick Jonas's visit indicated that the two were getting back together, all hopes were dashed when Liam and Miley were caught smooching at the airport after filming Wrapped. That November, Miley told 17 magazine that Liam was her best friend. In March 2010, the pair made their debut as a couple at an Oscars event, making them red carpet official. They also attended the premiere for their movie, The Last Song, together. That August, after calling Liam her best friend, cue Sheena Shea, the pair split up, allegedly due to Miley's work schedule. But in a timeline much like her parents, Miley and Liam were spotted hanging out again a month later, sparking murmurings of a reunion. Jokes! They broke up again that November. Sources said it was just a timeout while he was in Australia and she was on her European tour. It's never a timeout, kids. Never. But then, by April 2011, the pair were game on, back on the ice for another inning of smooching and gallivanting. They even attended the CNN Heroes Gala in LA that December. By February of 2012, they were making the Oscar party rounds, looking all regal and whatnot. The next month, Miley was Liam's date to the premiere of The Hunger Games, and everyone was losing their minds when she showed up with a ring on that finger. Miley was like, "You guys, I'm not engaged. I've worn this same ring on this finger since November. People just want to find something to tall about. It's a topaz, people." This is also a good reminder to always double check the spelling on your tweets. But also, you guys are so annoying. It's not like they were engaged 3 months later. Oh, wait. Miley and Baby Hemsworth's reps confirmed to People Exclusively that they were, indeed, engaged to be married. Liam replaced Miley's topaz with a 3.5-carat diamond ring from Neil Lane. But then in February of 2013, a certain gossip blogger named after a famous socialite, who I will not name here because he doesn't deserve it, got smiles all riled up when he insinuated that she was hooking up with, ironically, Gossip Girl's Ed Westwick. Miley fired back on the Twitter, "Hope you find love one day, but you cannot F with mine. I've never been with Ed W in my life. I was at the studio last night." She also asked him, "What happened to spreading love, not lies?" I also said F. She did not say that. She said the actual word, but you know, I'm just trying to keep it a little bit child-friendly. Just a smidge. Meanwhile, Liam was pictured leaving the Chateau Marmont with one January Jones that same month. Rumors swirled that Liam had been pursuing Miss Jones as his relationship with Miley started to crumble. Sources claim that January thought Liam was super sexy. I feel ill just saying that. And that Liam reciprocated, sending her a sexually explicit and very to the point text stating that he wanted to diddle her, but only the other word. The one that rhymes with muck. It starts with an F. Anyway, that night at the chateau, the pair were allegedly all over each other, and while they denied it, Liam allegedly continued to pursue January behind the scenes. And then, because of the rumors that had been spread, when Miley was seen without her ring in March, people thought that the wedding was off. So she posted a photo on the Twitter of her in a unicorn onesie while wearing the ring, as one does to prove a point, you know. Have you ever posted a photo of yourself on Twitter to prove that you're still in a relationship with your large ring? Anyway, but still, rumors were swirling that the couple wanted to postpone the wedding, and good old Billy Ray told Nightline that they're young, they're kids, they're great friends. If they end up getting married, then that's their business. That June, the duo were photographed going to the movies. It was their first time seen out in public together in 5 months. 5 months. In August, they were photographed together at the premiere of Liam's film, Paranoia. It would be their final public appearance before breaking off their engagement. Where there's smoke and all of that. Then Miley performed at the 2013 VMAs with the Teddy Bears and the Robin Thicke, and it was a lot. The next month, Miley would unfollow Liam on the Twitter, he would get caught smooching another lady, and Miley gave that absolutely heartbreaking performance of Wrecking Ball at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Both Liam and Miley appeared to move on, keeping things amicable in the media. In November of 2014, Miley started dating the spawn of the Governator, Patrick Schwarzenegger. That is until Patrick was caught hanging out with other ladies while out on spring break in March of 2015. They broke up a month later. Then, that July, Miley was seen smooching Victoria's Secret model, Stella Maxwell. But then, Liam and Miley appeared to be spending time together, and in November, she helped him adopt a mini pony dressed up as a dog named Dora the Explorer. Like, this dog was huge. And then, in January of 2016, Miley appeared to be vacationing down under and hanging out with Liam's friends. Not only had she seemingly reunited with Liam, but also with Neil Lane, as she was spotted out and about with her 3.5-carat sparkler once again. Once movers were spotted moving Miley's stuff into Liam's house, a source confirmed that they were engaged again. That May, Miley, Chris's wife Elsa, Kelly Slater, and his girlfriend Kalani all got matching wave tattoos that Kelly had drawn up. 2 months later, Miley showed up on Dr. Wu's Instagram with her brand new Vegemite tattoo, a nod to Liam's favorite condiment. And while the couple had been doing cute shit like recreating scenes from the last song, they wouldn't officially confirm their engagement until October 2016 when Miley made an appearance on Ellen. Ugh. In May of 2017, Miley released her new single, Malibu, which she performed live at the Billboard Music Awards. She told Billboard Mag that it was about Liam and how she wanted to take back the narrative of their relationship. It's a really good song. I like it. Especially the line, "But here I am, next to you, the sky is more blue, in Malibu." That September, Miley told The Sun on Sunday that she had no wedding plans in the immediate future and was hoping, at the age of 24, to live a little bit more. In October, she told Howard Stern that she had ended their relationship back in 2013 because they needed time to grow individually. Like, they were literal children. That same month, they would make their first red carpet appearance in 4 years at the premiere of Chris Hemsworth's Thor Ragnarok. In March of 2018, Liam and Miley looked gorge at the Vanity Fair Oscars party, and in May went to Vegas to hang out with Sir Elton, as one does. That July, Miley sent everyone into a tizzy when she deleted absolutely everything off the gram. Bold move, smiles, bold move. In November, tragedy struck Malibu when a wildfire engulfed over 96,000 acres of land. Miley and Liam's home was one of the casualties. In December, Miley went back on the Howard Stern show and told him that Liam single-handedly saved their 7 dogs, 4 horses, 3 cats, 2 pigs, and a partridge in a pear tree from the fire. And then she said that she diddled Liam a lot to show her gratitude. You can also just say thank you, in case you were wondering. Send a nice little note. Perfectly acceptable. Either Liam really appreciated Miley's appreciation, or they were seriously bonded by their shared trauma over the fire, because the pair locked it down on December 23rd, 2018, in a secret wedding at their house in Nashville with family and friends. Miley was 26 and Liam was 28. The following May, they attended the Met Gala together and the Avengers Endgame premiere, where Liam allegedly asked Miley if she could behave herself for once. And then in July, Miley told Elle magazine that she doesn't like being called a wife, which, fair. I get it. But then in August, there were rumblings that something was amiss in the house of Hemsworth when Miley posted photos on vacay without her ring. And I know you're thinking, Megan, that doesn't mean anything. Normally I would agree with you, but in their case, it very much meant something, with Miley's rep confirming via People that the pair had agreed to separate. This was on August 10th, 2019, and then on August 11th, Miley was pictured on an Italian vacay with fellow Malibu resident Caitlin Carter, who had just broken up with her longtime partner, Brody Jenner. Yes, of the Kardashian Jenners. And it seemed like just a little post-breakup getaway for both until they were caught smooching. And bless the Hills reboot for covering that storyline. Oof, it was good. Anyway, both Miley and Liam played nice about each other on the gram, but then rumors started swirling that Miley was the one who had ended things and that they hadn't been together for months, which they had only been married for like 8 months when they separated, so they weren't together for very long. And of course, more details continued to come out about how fed up Miley was with Liam's partying and how she was painted as the wild child when Liam was the one who was still out sowing his oats. On August 16th, Miley released Slide Away, which documented her split from Liam. And I quote, "I want my house in the hills, don't want the whiskey and pills." 5 days later, Liam filed for divorce. Sources close to the couple said that while Liam loved Miley, he realized he was more traditional and wanted a traditional marriage. They were just too different. I guess she wouldn't behave herself. They also said that Liam never wanted to share Miley with anyone, which is an interesting comment when you think about it. The couple had a prenup, so for the most part, their divorce was fairly easy. Obviously, those comments from Liam, like how he didn't want to share her with anyone, sent Miley over the edge. Rightly so, to be honest. And she went on a lengthy Twitter rant, essentially saying that she's grown up a lot, that she never cheated on Liam, and that when they got back together, she was 100% in it to win it. Miley ended up getting full custody of all 15 of their pets, which Liam could have fought for, but didn't. A month later, Page Six reported that Liam had found out about their breakup via the statement that Miley's rep had released on August 10th. You know, the one that said, "Liam and Miley have agreed to separate at this time. Ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals, they have decided this is what's best while they both focus on themselves and careers." Apparently, Liam actually hadn't agreed to the separation. In fact, he wasn't even in the same country as Miley when the news broke. He was in Australia. While Page Six claimed that Liam was blindsided by the statement and the photos of Miley smooching Caitlyn, other sources claim that Liam wasn't actually surprised by the news, but never denied that he wasn't surprised by the way that it was delivered. Either way, he apparently wasn't expecting to learn that his marriage was over via the gram. On Christmas Eve 2019, TMZ reported that their divorce was finalized. The couple would have just celebrated their one-year marital anniversary. But just because their marriage was donezo, it didn't mean that anyone had stopped talking about it. That April, Entertainment Tonight reported that Liam loved Miley so much, but in the back of his mind, he always knew a life with her would prove difficult because she never seemed ready to settle down. Liam wanted marriage and a family. Again, pushing the narrative that Miley was a wild child that Liam couldn't tame, and he was just a gentleman who wanted a traditional life. And of course, the elder Hemsworth had to get his little quips in when he told an Australian news outlet that Liam's workout routine was in part to him being back in Australia, doing his thing. He said, and I quote, "It's Australian living, I guess. We got him out of Malibu." Cute. Meanwhile, Miley just wanted Liam to be happy and even praised his new relationship with Gabriella Brooks, saying that Gabriella could give Liam that traditional life that he so desired. Which was super sweet, until she dropped her single Flowers on January 13th, 2023, Liam's 33rd birthday. It was evident that the song was very much about Liam, with lines like, "I can love me better than you can." Then she released the full album, Summer Vacation, which included the song Muddy Feet, and many speculated that it was about Liam cheating, especially with the lines, "You smell like perfume that I didn't purchase. Now I know why you've been closing the curtains. Ah, get the out of my house." Speaking of speculation, the video for Flowers sent the internet down a rabbit hole that would rival the most iconic Hollywood stories of treachery and skullduggery. Rumors swirled that the house that Miley filmed the video in was actually the house where Liam had cheated on her with 14 women. 14. That's a one and a four. People also said that Liam had dedicated Bruno Mars's When I Was Your Man to Miley at their wedding, which is the song that Smiles had based Flowers on. Others said that the gold dress that Miley wore in the video was a nod to the dress Jennifer Lawrence had worn to the Hunger Games premiere, and that Jennifer and Liam had been a-cheatin'. Jennifer did admit to smooching her co-star off-screen, although no dates have ever been given when this incident occurred.
You was here, and you was smooching with my brother.
Some said that the suit that Miley wore in the video was the same suit that Liam was wearing during the red carpet moment at the Avengers premiere when he asked her if she could ever behave. And finally, others believe that the workout routine that Miley was doing in the video was Liam's workout routine. But Miley has always held firm that there was no infidelity on either of their parts and even tweeted in 2019, "I can admit to a lot of things, but I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating." The internet is a wild place. Anyway, this past May, the elder Hemsworth did an interview with Vanity Fair for their Lie Detector series, and he was asked if he was upset that Liam got the lead role in the last song instead of him, to which Chris replied, "The world, Liam's life would have been very different without the last song, right?" Ouch. He wasn't the only family member stirring up trouble, though. Noah got into some hot water when she liked one of Liam's thirst traps on the gram. And while rumors have been swirling that she had previously hooked up with her sister's ex-husband, I'm not buying that one. But I'm definitely putting my money on Noah and Dominic Purcell. Taking that one all the way to the bank. Anyway, Liam is still with Gabriella Brooks. The couple were first spotted together on December 13th, 2019 in Byron Bay, just 11 days before settling his divorce. The following January, they were spotted smooching in Malibu. I guess Chris didn't get Liam out of there after all. When the pandemic hit, the duo quarantined together in Australia, where they surfed and played Scrabble. How traditional. On November 7th, they became Insta official, and in December, Gabriella moved back to LA to be with Liam. On his 33rd birthday, she posted a little nod to the day of his birth with a photo of her boyfriend and the caption, "It's Liam Day." Hopefully, he didn't have to buy himself flowers. Meanwhile, Miley had been set up on a blind date with musician Max Morando. Since then, they have graced many a red carpet together and have been spotted vacationing in Mexico and Miami. Max accompanied Miley to the 2024 Grammys and recently moved in with Smiles at her Malibu home overlooking the ocean in a gated community. Not bad, Max. Not bad at all. While both Liam and Miley have not been shy about showing their affections towards their current partners, they do seem to be keeping the actual content of their relationships to themselves this time around, and perhaps it is for the best. Anyway, that's it. That's all I have for you today. I hope you have a great weekend, and... oh, it looks like it's time to get back to your seats. Good day. And may the cult be with you.